time, the elements, and the ravages of man. It is a place where, during the cycle, the green turtle comes in endlessly as the waves and buries her eggs in the sand. The Ballad of the Green Turtle. Where the green turtle comes in the dark of the moon to this lonely spit of land and crawls from the waters amongst the quiet dunes and buries her eggs in the sand. The hatchlings are bound to the call of the sea according to nature's plan. They scurry through danger and into the ways a cycle older than man. And the sow in the wind tells the song of Conk Island, a song a sharp Spaniard steel slashed in crimson her land and left bones. Whiten, bleach in the sunlight, but the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sand. Near 400 years of the cross and the sword gone were the galleons of Spain. Footprints from jackboots of black Spanish leather raced by the wind and the rain. Hawk Island lies peaceful, serene in the moonshine. Marmots are drawn here to play. They frolic and spoon to the music of nightbirds lost in the spell of. And the sow in the wind tells a song of Conk Island, a song of destruction that ravaged her land. And man leaves no memory in finned, furred, or feathered, but the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sand. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You're so kind. And now I want you to hear a very special treat from the grand lady of our beautiful Florida Folk Festival. Miss Thelma Bolton is going to do something, and Lice will and Marty will accompany her. Won't you please welcome Miss Thelma Bolton? Thank you.
I don't need that one. It won't interfere, will it? It was a long, long, long time ago when our beautiful pine lands here along the Suwannee River belonged to the red man. And lo, came the Spanish explorers ravishing, hunting. And it followed as the day, the night, one of the Spanish adventurers spied the beautiful Indian maiden. Indeed, the daughter of the chief. And he fell in love with her. And as follows the day, the night, she loved him. And so night after night, they would creep out into the forest to keep their tryst. And her father, the chieftain, when he found out about it, was very, very angry and forbade the pale face ever to set his foot on his land again. But love finds a way, and they continued to steal out into the forest to see each other. And her father, the chief, had the Spanish invader put to death. And oh, how she cried, how she pined, how she sighed. And one night on the dark of the moon, she crept out into the great forest, and she found the tallest pine tree, and she climbed the tree, and she let down her beautiful raven black hair, and she plaited it into a long rope. She threw it over the limb of the tree and around her neck, and she hanged herself there. And there she hung as the wind and the sun and the rain consumed her body. It disappeared, but her beautiful raven locks remained. And the sun bleached her beautiful hair, and the wind scattered it from tree to tree. And the wind sighed amongst the branches to tell us about her sobs and her cries that we keep hearing and hearing. And you think it's the wind, but it's not the wind at all. It's the cries of that beautiful Indian maiden crying for her lost love. And when you look up into the pine trees and see the moss swaying back and forth and hear the wind sighing and soughing, you know that it's the hair of the beautiful Indian maiden that we call Spanish moss.
One moment. Well, who else but our very own composer, comedian, historian, poet, Don Grooms of Gainesville. And lots of other folk.
Ah, we will have a whole bunch of people before the evening's over. Is anybody still out there? Yeah. All right. Is anybody awake? Anybody alive? All right. Are any Florida crackers out there? Hey, any damn Yankees come down to visit for a while? Yeah. No. All right. Okay. What? We got to run the sound system here. We got to set up all the microphones. Let me introduce a whole bunch of people. Before it's over, we'll have more. I'm Don Grooms. I'm Cherokee from North Carolina. But I love Florida because I think it ain't too shabby a place to be. Here on the base, we got Emerson Gravely from Newberry, Florida. The ever-present Martin Schumann on the banjo at the moment. Wayne Martin on the fiddle. Cubby Whitehead on the jawbone of an ass. And we all know the ass it came from. He's over in Tallahassee at the moment. Okay, while they're setting it up, we'll go right ahead as if we knew what we were doing. So, see, one of the Florida people I've always admired, semi-admired, was a guy named Ed Ball. Now, Ed Ball is one of the most miserable human beings that ever existed. And when he died a couple months ago, they say he bittered away. But the man didn't care about nobody or nothing except Ed Ball. And he was a billionaire who ran the DuPont industry in Florida. And I always wanted to write a song about it. Unfortunately, the song I was working on was about a riverboat man in Louisiana. So I tried to figure out a way to get Ed Ball involved with a riverboat man in Louisiana. Worked out. This riverboat man. He was always down by the river, staring out around the bend, waiting for the river boats to come back, or waiting for his life to end. Till one day he just walked away. He said, I'm sick of this old pile. Think I'll go on down to New Orleans and wait down there for a while. Said this whole damn town is a-falling down. There's nothing left but a general store. So hear me stating, I ain't a-waiting on the Robert E. Lee no more. There's a time and a place for waiting around. There's a time for getting things done. So hear me stating, I ain't a-waiting on the Robert E. Lee no more. Wait. Some folks say that he disappeared. Others say he's been seen fishing for catfish on a Louisiana levee and a-waiting for the Delta Queen. But we all know he's down there in Florida. There's a story that the swamp folks tell about a funny talking man in a floppy hat waiting on the Swanee Bell. Until one day he saw her, you could hear him laugh for a mile. Said that dinky little boat ought not to be afloat on a river that's still got style. Said that's just a toy for a little boy, not what a river boat should be. If that's all you've got, then thanks a lot. I'll go wait for the Robert E. Lee. Cause there's a time and a place for waiting around. There's a time for getting things done. This sitting around is just getting me down. I want to be the man that makes things run. Martin! Then one day he saw a freight train rolling down that Florida coast. Only money-making train in the USA, but what he loved the most was old Ed Ball. Said, to hell with you all, I'm gonna make this train run on time. You don't have to chop wood nor treat people good on the Florida East Coast line. Well, a riverboat man said, I understand, and I'll go with the FBC. One thing's for sure, you won't see me no more waiting on the Robert E. Lee. Cause there's a time and a place for waiting around. There's a time for getting things done. One thing's for sure, you won't see me no more waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
You are alive, yeah.
Take y'all to heart, Marty. Did you see? Well, I've used most of it up, but there's some people apparently who know that I've written some songs. After almost 10 years playing up here at White Springs, people kept asking me, can I buy your album? And I said, no, it's Merle Haggard, and I prize it. I'm going to keep my album. But I finally put a bunch of these songs on a record. If you want to buy it, do so. If you don't, to hell with you. Here's a song I wrote. I was playing around with a guitar in weird tuning, and I used to produce a show on television, Channel 5 over there. By the way, Cousin Thelma and I, this darling lady. Isn't she a wonderful lady? If you don't think so, hey. We were on Channel 5 television earlier this week, and I did a couple of these songs. We were dynamite, by the way. You have to know that. Cousin Thelma is just priceless wherever she goes. And sometimes she'll take me with her. If it wasn't for low class, I'd have no class at all, right? But I did this song, and somebody asked me if I'd do it. I was playing around with weird tuning on the guitar, and I kept hearing back roads because I hate interstates and all those big concrete highways. So I wrote this called Traveling Down the Back Roads. Well, I'm traveling down those back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. And that little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got today to be him once again. When I left New York City on that interstate, that long white ribbon of concrete was more than I could take. So when I hit Virginia, I found the country lane. Now I'm back on those back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again, the world's auto harp champion. From the hills of North Carolina to Georgia's bottom land, I never drove on one paved road or went through any big town. Just red clay banks and country shacks and a swimming hole now and then. Lord, I'm back on those back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. And that little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Wayne Martin. Went from Alabama to Florida, cause the road that I was on, didn't know where I was going, wouldn't have cared if it had known. Cause people come and people go, but this eternal land wants us back on them back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. And that little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Everything I am today, just to be him once again. If you've ever just driven the back roads of Florida, there's some priceless little towns. There's Yeehaw Junction. There's Two Egg. There is parts of Florida. My God, folks, get out there and see it before the developers do. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a big person, and this sounds like a big person. And I have learned that when a big person says squat, you know, try to do it with grace. What? Tear it up. Use it up where... Oh, okay. Okay. This is... thank you. I wrote a song. song I wrote for my mother, because after my Cherokee daddy split, she raised 5 kids on an income of $12.50 a month, which is not too easy. But my oldest brother got the clothes first, and then my next brother got them, and then my next brother. When it got down to me, there wasn't much left, but she'd wash them and patch them, and she'd say, son, they're not much, but we didn't steal them, and nobody give them to us. So you wear them, and you walk proud. So for that woman who instilled in me a spirit of fierce independence, I wrote this song, because these are the words she always said. Use it up, wear it out, make it do, do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store was 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes, I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. All right, Marty, mountain banjo. Got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it makes me wanna cry, cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. One more time, Marty. While Marty's playing, think about that chorus. Sing it with me now if you can. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Ah, thank you, and for my mother, I thank you. Marty introduced me. Do you know Martin Schumann? I knew him back when he was Mark Turner, and then he became Marty Schumann. Now he's Martin Schumann, International Auto Harp King. Do you know him? He's been on this stage a lot of times. For Marty Schumann, yeah.
Thank you, Kylan. Thank you.
But Marty introduces me to songs I forget about. And he kept playing this song, and it had a melody that I dearly loved, and we learned it. And then one day I asked him, what is that song? And he says, well, it's the theme song for Hee Haw. But I still like it anyway. All right, Marty.
The old buckaroo in A there.
or something like that. Yeah. You've heard Will McLean earlier singing some of his own tunes. We're going to ask him now, because this is my family, ladies and gentlemen. I love all of you, but these I know a little better. Will McLean, would you come up? Will is the dean of songwriters about the state of Florida. But several years ago, I wrote a song. I tried to take 400 years of North Florida history and put it into one song. And Will listened to it, and he said, "Grooms, you've justified your existence." So this song, according to the great Will McLean, justifies my existence. It's called Vita Chuco because, oh, by the way, let me backtrack just a minute. You expected to see Chief Jim Billy of the Seminoles here tonight. Now, I've talked to him 3 days ago, and he said, "Yeah, I'll be there Saturday." And then I talked to his wife last night. Now, his wife just had a child about a week ago. And if I don't know if you know about Seminoles or not, but men are the ones who take care of the children. They are the ones who teach them how to live life. So Jim Billy is probably down there. And he runs on Indian time. I'm Cherokee, but I teach at the University of Florida, so I have to have a watch and keep time. But Jim runs on Indian time. He said, "I'll be there Saturday," but he didn't say which Saturday. Catch him next time. He is a priceless human being fighting the fourth Seminole Indian War with bingo palaces. He says, "I won't be happy until every street on the Seminole Reservation is paved with gold and they got diamond-studded doorknobs." My kind of man. But all this land up here belonged to the Native Americans before the Spanish came. They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vita Chuco explained there was none, DeSoto put irons on his wrist. Then Chief Vita Chuco had a great feast. He told tales up across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. And the Indian knives met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vita Chuco slashed DeSoto's face. He lost his own life in the fight. When DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, "Bring all those Indians to me." Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the swamp. Still wanted that lush prairie land. fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life. As Indians usually do. Why, the soldiers came back as they always returned. Drove the Indians off of their land. Fired 400 villages, watched them all burn. Ended the struggle, Vida Chuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white man to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne.